The power of self-confidence, become unstoppable, irresistible, and unafraid in every area of your life. By Brian Tracy. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. The power of self-confidence. Become unstoppable, irresistible, and unafraid in every area of your life by Brian Tracy is a book that provides readers with the tools to build self-confidence. The author explains how having confidence can help you achieve success in all areas of life. He outlines the steps needed to develop self-confidence and offers practical advice on how to maintain it. Tracy begins by discussing why self-confidence is so important for achieving success. He explains that when we have confidence in ourselves, we are more likely to take risks and try new things, which leads us closer towards our goals. He also emphasizes the importance of believing in yourself and your abilities, as this will give you the courage to face any challenge or obstacle. The author then goes into detail about what it takes to become confident. He suggests focusing on positive thinking, setting realistic goals, taking action even if it's uncomfortable at first, learning from mistakes instead of dwelling on them, surrounding yourself with supportive people who believe in you, and developing an attitude of gratitude for everything good that comes your way. Tracy also discusses ways to maintain your confidence once you have achieved it. This includes staying focused on your goals no matter what obstacles come up along the way, being aware of negative thoughts or feelings but not letting them control you, practicing visualization techniques such as imagining yourself succeeding, using affirmations regularly, and finally celebrating successes no matter how small they may be. Overall, the power of self-confidence provides readers with valuable insight into building their own level of self-confidence so they can reach their full potential both personally and professionally. It is filled with useful tips backed up by research, which makes this book a great resource for anyone looking for guidance on becoming more confident. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Develop a positive self-image. A positive self-image is the foundation of self-confidence and is essential for success in life. It involves believing in yourself and your abilities, and having a positive attitude towards yourself and your life. Main idea number 2. Take action. Taking action is the key to developing self-confidence. It involves taking risks, trying new things, and pushing yourself out of your comfort zone. Main idea number 3. Set goals. Setting goals is an important part of developing self-confidence. It helps to focus your energy and gives you something to work towards. Main idea number 4. Develop a positive attitude. Having a positive attitude is essential for developing self-confidence. It involves looking at the bright side of life and focusing on the positive aspects of any situation. Main idea number 5. Believe in yourself. Believing in yourself is essential for developing self-confidence. It involves having faith in your abilities and trusting that you can achieve your goals. Main idea number 6. Take responsibility. Taking responsibility for your life is essential for developing self-confidence. It involves accepting that you are in control of your life and that you are responsible for your actions. Main idea number 7. Develop self-discipline. Developing self-discipline is essential for developing self-confidence. It involves having the ability to control your thoughts, emotions, and actions. Main idea number 8. Develop self-awareness. Developing self-awareness is essential for developing self-confidence. It involves being aware of your strengths and weaknesses, and understanding how your thoughts and emotions affect your behavior. Main idea number 9. Develop self-respect. Developing self-respect is essential for developing self-confidence. It involves having a positive view of yourself and treating yourself with respect. Main idea number 10. Develop self-esteem. Developing self-esteem is essential for developing self-confidence. It involves having a positive view of yourself and believing that you are worthy of respect and love. Main idea number 11. Develop self-confidence. Developing self-confidence is essential for success in life. It involves believing in yourself and your abilities, and having faith in your ability to achieve your goals. Main idea number 12. Develop self-motivation. Developing self-motivation is essential for developing self-confidence. It involves having the drive and determination to take action and achieve your goals. Main idea number 13. Develop self-reliance. Developing self-reliance is essential for developing self-confidence. It involves relying on yourself and your own abilities to achieve your goals. Main idea number 14. Develop self-control. Developing self-control is essential for developing self-confidence. It involves having the ability to control your thoughts, emotions, and actions. Main idea number 15. Develop self-acceptance. Developing self-acceptance is essential for developing self-confidence. It involves accepting yourself for who you are and being comfortable with your flaws. Main idea number 16. Develop self-love. Developing self-love is essential for developing self-confidence. It involves having a positive view of yourself and treating yourself with love and respect. Main idea number 17. Develop self-confidence in others. Developing self-confidence in others is essential for developing self-confidence. It involves having faith in the abilities of others and trusting that they can achieve their goals. Main idea number 18. Develop self-confidence in your abilities. Developing self-confidence in your abilities is essential for developing self-confidence. It involves believing in your abilities and having faith in your ability to achieve your goals. Main idea number 19. Develop self-confidence in your relationships. Developing self-confidence in your relationships is essential for developing self-confidence. It involves having faith in your ability to build and maintain healthy relationships. Main idea number 20. Develop self-confidence in your life. Developing self-confidence in your life is essential for developing self-confidence. It involves having faith in your ability to create a life that is meaningful and fulfilling. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Developing a positive self-image is an important step in achieving success and happiness. It involves believing in yourself, your abilities, and having a positive attitude towards yourself and your life. A strong sense of self-worth can help you to take risks, try new things, and reach for goals that may have seemed out of reach before. To develop a positive self-image, start by recognizing the strengths you already possess. Make a list of all the qualities that make you unique. These could be physical traits or skills such as creativity or problem-solving ability. Celebrate these qualities every day by reminding yourself how special they are. It's also important to practice self-care activities like exercise, healthy eating habits, getting enough sleep each night, and taking time for relaxation. These activities will help boost your mood and give you more energy throughout the day. Finally, surround yourself with people who support your efforts to build up your confidence. Spend time with friends who encourage you to pursue your dreams without judgment or criticism. Main idea number 2. Taking action is the cornerstone of developing self-confidence. It involves pushing yourself out of your comfort zone and taking risks, even if it means failing or making mistakes along the way. Taking action requires courage and a willingness to learn from any setbacks you may experience. When you take action, you are showing yourself that you can handle whatever comes your way and that failure isn't something to be feared, but rather an opportunity for growth. When taking action, it's important to focus on what matters most, progress over perfection. Don't let fear stop you from trying new things or reaching for goals. Instead, use it as motivation to keep going despite any obstacles in your path. As long as you're willing to put in the effort and stay focused on achieving success, anything is possible. Finally, remember that taking action doesn't have to mean big leaps forward all at once. Small steps can add up quickly when taken consistently over time. Celebrate each victory, no matter how small. It will help build your confidence and give you momentum towards bigger successes down the road. Main idea number 3. Setting goals is an essential part of developing self-confidence. It helps to focus your energy and gives you something to strive for. Goals provide a sense of direction, purpose, and motivation that can help you stay on track with achieving the things that are important to you. When setting goals, it's important to make sure they are realistic and achievable so that you don't become discouraged or overwhelmed by them. Additionally, breaking down larger goals into smaller steps can help make them more manageable. When creating your goals, be sure to include both short-term and long-term objectives. Short-term goals should be specific tasks or milestones that will move you closer towards achieving your overall goal in the long run. Long-term objectives should be broader visions of what success looks like for yourself in the future. These could include career aspirations or personal development targets. It's also helpful to set deadlines for each goal so that there is a timeline associated with its completion. This will give you a greater sense of urgency when working towards it, as well as providing additional motivation when progress seems slow or difficult at times. Finally, remember to celebrate small successes along the way. Achieving even minor accomplishments related to your goal can boost morale and keep up momentum while striving towards bigger achievements. Main idea number 4. Developing a positive attitude is key to achieving self-confidence. It involves looking at the world in an optimistic way and focusing on the good aspects of any situation. This can be done by recognizing your strengths, setting realistic goals for yourself, and taking responsibility for your actions. Additionally, it's important to practice gratitude and appreciation for what you have in life. When faced with difficult situations or challenges, try to focus on how you can learn from them rather than dwelling on the negative aspects. Having a positive attitude also means being kind to yourself when things don't go as planned. Instead of beating yourself up over mistakes or failures, take time to reflect on what went wrong and how you can do better next time. Acknowledge that everyone makes mistakes, but remind yourself that these experiences are part of learning and growing. Finally, surround yourself with people who share similar values and outlooks as yours so that their positivity will rub off onto you too. With consistent effort towards developing a positive attitude, you will soon find that self-confidence comes naturally. Main idea number 5. Believing in yourself is an important part of developing self-confidence. It means having faith in your abilities and trusting that you can achieve whatever goals you set for yourself. When you believe in yourself, it gives you the courage to take risks and try new things without fear of failure or rejection. You become more resilient when faced with challenges because you know that no matter what happens, you have the strength to overcome any obstacle. Having a strong belief in yourself also helps to boost your self-esteem and makes it easier to make decisions confidently. When we trust ourselves, we are less likely to be influenced by others' opinions or swayed by peer pressure. We become better problem solvers as well, since our confidence allows us to think outside the box and come up with creative solutions. Finally, believing in ourselves encourages us to stay motivated even when times get tough. We don't give up easily because we know that if we keep pushing forward, eventually our hard work will pay off. Believing in ourselves gives us the power and determination needed to reach our goals. Main idea number 6. Taking responsibility for your life is an important step in developing self-confidence. It means recognizing that you are the one who makes decisions and takes action, and that you are accountable for the results of those decisions and actions. When you take responsibility, it gives you a sense of control over your life, which can help to boost your confidence. When taking responsibility for yourself, it's important to remember that no one else can make choices or take action on your behalf. You must be willing to accept both successes and failures as part of the process of learning from experience. Taking ownership of mistakes allows us to learn from them so we don't repeat them in the future. By taking responsibility for our lives, we also become more aware of our strengths and weaknesses. This helps us identify areas where we need improvement so we can focus on building up those skills or traits. As we gain mastery over ourselves through practice and dedication, our self-confidence will naturally increase. Main idea number 7. Developing self-discipline is an important part of developing self-confidence. It involves having the ability to control your thoughts, emotions, and actions in order to achieve a desired outcome. Self-discipline requires practice and dedication. It is not something that can be achieved overnight. To develop self-discipline, you must first identify what areas of your life need improvement and then set goals for yourself that will help you reach those objectives. Once you have identified the areas where you want to improve, create a plan for how you are going to do so. This plan should include specific steps that will help guide your progress towards achieving your goals. Additionally, make sure that these steps are realistic and achievable within a reasonable amount of time. As with any goal or project, breaking down larger tasks into smaller ones makes them more manageable. In addition to creating a plan for success, it is also important to stay motivated throughout the process by rewarding yourself when milestones are reached or when certain goals have been accomplished. Celebrating successes helps keep motivation levels high while providing positive reinforcement, which can further encourage progress. Finally, remember that developing self-discipline takes time and effort, but it is worth it in the end as it leads to greater confidence in all aspects of life. With consistent practice and dedication over time, anyone can learn how to become more disciplined in their lives. Main idea number 8. Developing self-awareness is an important step in developing self-confidence. It involves taking the time to reflect on your strengths and weaknesses, as well as understanding how your thoughts and emotions influence your behavior. Self-awareness can help you identify areas where you need to improve or develop new skills, so that you can become more confident in yourself and better equipped to handle life's challenges. Self-awareness also helps us recognize our own biases and prejudices, which can lead to greater empathy for others. By being aware of our own beliefs and values, we are better able to understand why someone else may think differently than us. This allows us to be more open-minded when it comes to interacting with people from different backgrounds or cultures. Finally, self-awareness gives us insight into our motivations for doing things. We can use this knowledge to make sure that we are making decisions based on what is best for ourselves rather than what will please other people or fit into societal expectations. When we have a clear understanding of why we do something, it becomes easier for us to stay true to ourselves even when faced with difficult choices. Main idea number 9. Developing self-respect is an important part of developing self-confidence. It involves having a positive view of yourself and treating yourself with respect. This means recognizing your own worth, valuing your strengths and abilities, and believing in yourself. Self-respect also involves setting boundaries for how you want to be treated by others, as well as respecting the rights of those around you. To develop self-respect, it's important to focus on the things that make you unique and special. Take time to reflect on what makes you different from everyone else. This could include your talents or skills, values or beliefs, interests or hobbies. Celebrate these qualities about yourself and recognize their importance in making up who you are. It's also helpful to practice positive affirmations each day. Repeating phrases such as, "I am worthy," or "I am capable," can help boost your confidence levels over time. Additionally, try not to compare yourself too much with other people. Instead, focus on being the best version of yourself that you can be. Main idea number 10. Developing self-esteem is an important part of developing self-confidence. It involves having a positive view of yourself and believing that you are worthy of respect and love. Self-esteem is built on the foundation of knowing your own worth, recognizing your strengths, and understanding that you have value as a person. To build strong self-esteem, it's important to focus on what you can do rather than what you cannot do, to recognize your successes instead of dwelling on failures, and to be kind to yourself when things don't go as planned. Self-esteem also requires setting realistic goals for yourself and striving towards them with determination. When faced with challenges or setbacks, it's essential not to give up but instead use these experiences as learning opportunities in order to grow stronger mentally and emotionally. Additionally, surrounding yourself with supportive people who believe in you can help boost your confidence levels. Finally, taking care of your physical health by eating well-balanced meals, exercising regularly, getting enough sleep each night will all contribute positively towards building strong self-esteem. By making small changes every day, such as these ones mentioned above, over time they will add up into big results, which will lead to increased feelings of confidence in oneself. Main idea number 11. Developing self-confidence is an important step in achieving success. It involves believing in yourself and your abilities, and having faith that you can reach your goals. Self-confidence comes from within, it is not something that can be given to you by someone else. To build self-confidence, start by setting realistic goals for yourself and then taking small steps towards achieving them. As you accomplish each goal, celebrate the achievement and use it as motivation to keep going. It's also important to practice positive thinking when building self-confidence. Remind yourself of all the things you have achieved so far, no matter how small they may seem. Focus on what makes you unique and special instead of comparing yourself with others or focusing on your weaknesses. Finally, surround yourself with people who support and encourage you. These relationships will help boost your confidence even further. Main idea number 12. Developing self-motivation is an important part of developing self-confidence. It involves having the drive and determination to take action and achieve your goals, no matter how difficult they may seem. Self-motivation requires you to be proactive in setting goals for yourself and taking steps towards achieving them. This means that you must have a clear vision of what it is that you want to accomplish, as well as the dedication and commitment necessary to make it happen. Self-motivation also involves being able to stay focused on your goal despite any obstacles or setbacks that may arise along the way. You need to be able to push through any doubts or fears that come up, while still maintaining a positive attitude about reaching your desired outcome. Additionally, it's important not only to set realistic goals but also ones that are challenging enough so that when achieved will give you a sense of accomplishment. Finally, developing self-motivation requires regular practice and reinforcement over time. This means making sure you are consistently taking small steps towards achieving your goal each day, even if those steps don't always feel like progress at first glance. With consistent effort over time, however, these small actions can add up quickly, leading you closer towards success. Main idea number 13. Developing self-reliance is an important step in building self-confidence. It involves trusting yourself and your own abilities to reach the goals you have set for yourself. Self-reliance means relying on your own skills, knowledge, and resources to get things done instead of depending on others or external sources. This can be achieved by setting realistic goals that are achievable with the resources available to you, taking responsibility for your actions, and learning from mistakes. Self-reliance also requires developing a strong sense of personal identity and purpose. Knowing who you are as an individual will help guide you towards making decisions that align with your values and beliefs. Additionally, having a clear understanding of what it is that motivates you will give direction to how best use your time and energy. Finally, cultivating resilience is essential when striving for self-reliance. Resilience allows us to bounce back from setbacks quickly without letting them derail our progress or dampen our spirits. Developing this quality helps us stay focused on achieving our goals despite any obstacles we may face along the way. Main idea number 14. Developing self-control is an important part of developing self-confidence. It involves having the ability to control your thoughts, emotions, and actions in order to achieve your goals. Self-control requires discipline and practice, but it can be learned with effort and dedication. To develop self-control, you must first identify what triggers negative thoughts or behaviors that prevent you from achieving success. Once these triggers are identified, you can work on replacing them with positive ones. You should also focus on setting realistic goals for yourself and breaking them down into smaller steps so they are easier to accomplish. This will help build confidence as each goal is achieved along the way. Additionally, it's important to stay focused on the present moment rather than worrying about future outcomes or dwelling on past mistakes. Finally, take time out for yourself every day by engaging in activities that bring joy, such as reading a book or going for a walk. By taking small steps towards developing self-control over your thoughts and behavior patterns, you will become more confident in all areas of life. With consistent effort and dedication towards this goal, you will soon find yourself unstoppable. Main idea number 15. Developing self-acceptance is an important step in building self-confidence. It involves recognizing and accepting your strengths, weaknesses, and flaws without judgment or criticism. Self-acceptance means being comfortable with who you are as a person, regardless of what others may think or say about you. It also means understanding that no one is perfect and that everyone has their own unique set of qualities. When it comes to developing self-acceptance, it's important to focus on the positive aspects of yourself rather than dwelling on the negative ones. This can be done by taking time each day to reflect on your accomplishments and successes instead of focusing solely on your failures or shortcomings. Additionally, try not to compare yourself to others, instead focus on improving yourself for the betterment of your own life. Finally, practice gratitude for all that you have achieved so far in life and recognize how far you have come despite any challenges faced along the way. By doing this regularly, it will help foster a sense of appreciation for who you are as an individual, which will ultimately lead to greater levels of self-acceptance. Main idea number 16. Developing self-love is an important step in developing self-confidence. It involves having a positive view of yourself and treating yourself with kindness, respect, and understanding. Self-love means recognizing your strengths and weaknesses, accepting them both, and being kind to yourself even when you make mistakes or fail at something. It also means taking care of your physical health by eating well, exercising regularly, getting enough sleep, and engaging in activities that bring joy into your life. Self-love also requires setting boundaries for yourself so that you can protect your emotional well-being from negative influences such as criticism or judgment from others. This includes learning how to say no when necessary and not allowing other people's opinions to dictate how you feel about yourself. Additionally, it involves forgiving yourself for past mistakes or failures so that you can move forward without feeling weighed down by guilt or regret. Finally, developing self-love requires cultivating gratitude for the good things in life, both big and small, and expressing appreciation for all the wonderful things that make up who we are as individuals. By doing this on a regular basis, we can create an environment of positivity within ourselves, which will help us build our confidence over time. Main idea number 17. Developing self-confidence in others is an important part of helping them to become successful and fulfilled. It involves providing support, encouragement, and guidance while also allowing individuals to make their own decisions and take ownership of their successes or failures. This can be done through positive reinforcement, such as praising accomplishments or offering constructive criticism when needed. Additionally, it's important to provide a safe space for people to express themselves without fear of judgment or ridicule. It's also essential that we create opportunities for others to practice self-confidence by giving them tasks they can complete successfully with our help. This could include setting achievable goals and providing resources that will enable them to reach those goals. We should also strive to build relationships based on mutual respect so that individuals feel comfortable expressing themselves openly without feeling judged. Finally, it's important that we model the behavior we want others to emulate by demonstrating confidence ourselves. When we show faith in our own abilities and trust in our decisions, this sends a powerful message about what is possible for everyone else around us. Main idea number 18. Developing self-confidence in your abilities is essential for achieving success. It involves believing in yourself and having faith that you can accomplish whatever goals you set out to achieve. To develop self-confidence, it's important to focus on the positive aspects of yourself and your life, rather than dwelling on the negative. Acknowledge your strengths and successes, no matter how small they may seem. Celebrate each accomplishment as a step forward towards achieving greater things. It's also important to practice self-care by taking care of your physical health through exercise, eating healthy foods, getting enough sleep, and engaging in activities that bring joy into your life. Additionally, surround yourself with people who support you and believe in you. These relationships will help boost your confidence levels even further. Finally, Take risks when necessary. Don't be afraid to try something new or challenge yourself outside of your comfort zone. Taking risks helps build resilience, which is an invaluable asset when it comes to developing self-confidence. Main idea number 19. Developing self-confidence in your relationships is essential for creating a strong foundation of trust and respect. It involves having faith in yourself that you can build and maintain healthy relationships with others. This means being able to communicate effectively, setting boundaries, expressing your needs and wants, listening actively, resolving conflicts constructively, and taking responsibility for your actions. In order to develop self-confidence in your relationships, it is important to practice positive self-talk. Remind yourself of all the good qualities you possess that make you an amazing person worthy of love and respect from others. Acknowledge any successes or accomplishments you have achieved in past relationships, as well as any areas where you may need improvement. It is also important to be mindful of how other people treat you, so that if someone does not show respect or kindness towards you, then it's okay to set boundaries or walk away from the relationship altogether. Lastly, take time out for yourself by engaging in activities that bring joy into your life, such as reading a book or going on a hike. Main idea number 20. Developing self-confidence in your life is essential for achieving success and happiness. It involves having faith in yourself, believing that you have the power to create a life that is meaningful and fulfilling. To develop self-confidence, it's important to focus on positive thinking and take action towards your goals. Start by setting realistic goals for yourself and then taking small steps each day to reach them. It's also important to practice self-care activities such as exercise, meditation, journaling, or spending time with friends who support you. These activities can help boost your confidence levels by reminding you of how capable you are of achieving great things. Additionally, try challenging yourself with new experiences or learning something new. This will help build up your confidence as well. Finally, remember that mistakes are part of the process when developing self-confidence. Don't be too hard on yourself if things don't go according to plan. Instead, use these moments as an opportunity to learn from them and grow stronger mentally and emotionally. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.books.kim. Thank you again for your support, and happy further readings.